So more of that than I did when the president got assassinated. I thought it was worse than he was. Because I had never had the opportunity to see Dr. King. But I heard it. I seen him over television. And I thought that he was doing a good thing. Carrying out a good cause for the country.
Have you heard his wife since she's been speaking around?
Yeah, I heard her speak. I thought she was about as brave a woman as I ever heard speak.
Well, do you think that Dr. Abernathy and Mrs. King will be able to keep the movement going, or do you?
Yes, I believe it will. She is just that type of woman, and she backed up with what's his name, and I believe she'll try to carry out the plans of her husband as long as she lives.
I know that Dr. King had been around for many, many years, and we've all been following him. Do you remember when you first heard of him? Or?
Do I remember when I first heard of him? Mm-hmm. I remember back then when he first took up that kind of wig. And I admired him. It wasn't only for the colored people, it was for the white people. He's trying to help them too. Mm-hmm. He was the only colored man that I ever knew could get to the president and talk to him. Out in trouble. But he could go to Washington. Said Dr. King wanted to see President Johnson, well, President Kennedy. He's the one that tell him bring him on in. The only colored man that ever I know could get in the White House to talk to the president privately. And I think he was the good a man that ever walked on earth. That's my feeling about him. I'd rather for anything else to have him there.
Yes, I want to ask you. You have on the wall an award as the best man of the year for 1966. Is that right?
That's right.
It must be quite an honor.
I think it was.
Could you tell me how you earned this?
They had a men's day program over at my church, maybe Frank, you can take it down and look at it. And it was for the man that raised the most money. That's how I come about it. I took in disabled weight. I know that I couldn't donate enough money to win it for my own labor. And You see that boy here a while ago out there. He's blind. He's my brother-in-law. He wasn't born blind, but he lost his eyesight something like about 6-7 years ago. My brother shot him in the eye. He had lost one of his eyes way back down from some kind of disease when he was a boy. And he didn't have one eye. And he said, I called me Mutt. He said, Mutt? Yeah. How mean you gonna get